I will now introduce Elder and Sister Clark to you. Kim B. Clark became the 15th president of Brigham Young University, Idaho in August of 2005. During the April 2007 General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he was sustained as a member of the 5th Quorum of the 70. Elder Clark was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, and raised in Spokane, Washington. After serving as a missionary for the church in Germany, he married his wife Sue in 1971. Elder Clark earned bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees in economics from Harvard University. Sister Clark was born and raised in Waterflow, New Mexico. She graduated from Brigham Young University in 1970, where she majored in child development and family relations. In 1978, Elder Clark became a faculty member at the Harvard Business School, and in 1995 became the dean of the school. He served in that capacity until his departure to become the president of BYU-Idaho. Elder and Sister Clark are the parents of 7 children, and currently they have 15 grandchildren.
Thank you for that beautiful music. I recognize that since it's just the first day of classes that it's taken some sacrifice on the part of those of you who participated to sing today, and what a wonderful spirit you've invited into the meeting. I am grateful for Brother Broadhead's introduction today. He included enough dates that you probably can do a little math and figure out how old President Clark and I are. So with that already in place, I can share a little story with you. We spent Christmas with one of our sons and his little boy, Sam. And so Sam loves to play with cars. He's 3 years old, and he thinks that cars and trucks are the coolest thing. And he has a collection that he wanted to show us every car he had. And at one point he said, "Nana, will you play cars with me?" And he had built a little tunnel that he could crawl through with his cars under some blankets. And he wanted me to join him. And I said, "I'm sorry, Sam. I can't get down on the floor and do cars with you, but I can sit right here on the couch and bend over and do cars." And so I sat there for a while. He said, "Nana, why can't you get on the floor?" And I said, "Well, look at these knees. They're 61 years old." And he said, "Oh." In a little while, he got bored of Nana not being completely involved, and he walked over to his grandpa and he said, "Papa, how old are your knees?" Anyway, we've had an invigorating time with these young grandchildren. We spent some time with him, with our newborn grandson, Henry, and then went down to St. George for the new year to spend time with 5 other grandchildren. We missed the 8 grandchildren in Boston, but felt it a real blessing to spend time with loved ones. We are grateful because we're so blessed by our Father in Heaven to have wonderful children and wonderful grandchildren. We also feel invigorated by you. We appreciate your support and your love. And I just want to express personal gratitude to all of you who expressed well wishes recently during my illness. It means a lot to us to feel your care and your concern. I just wanted to take a few moments this morning in support of President Clark to thank you for coming and to let you know that he has spent prayerful time considering the topic that he will share with you today, and he's prepared to share with you what the Lord would have you hear. And it's my prayer that you will be in tune with the Spirit and able to feel inspired to know the things that you need to do in response to his message. I leave you my testimony. The Lord loves us. His hand is in our lives. He is in charge of this university. And I leave that testimony with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.